Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. First, I give honor to God, to His Son, Jesus Christ, to each and everyone here named by name. I'm indeed glad to be here. I thank and I praise God for life, health, and strength. Thank and I praise God for blessing us to see another day, a day that wasn't promised to us, but because of His grace and His mercy, He saw fit for us to see another day. And I just want to say thank you, Jesus. I thank God for everything He's carried me through over the years. I realize I could not have made it without Him. So I just say, thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. I thank God for, I know He watches over us day and night. Nothing that we have done so great, but because He loves us, because He takes care of us, because He wants us to be with Him one day. And I just thank God for that. At this time, before we go further, is Brother D on?
Yes, I'm here.
Brother D, will you open us up with a prayer? Yeah. Okay. Will you open us up with a prayer? Yeah. Amen.
I was taking control on me. Amen. Amen. I'm asking each and every one that's listening. Hopefully I don't have too much background noise. You all know I'm still at work here. But in those that are listening, you will bow your heads, give God your heart, give God your ear, and I ask you always to pray with us as we pray. For us truly kingdom. Father God, we come before you this evening. Stop by the throne of grace, Lord, just to tell you thank you. But we want to thank you for how you showered with your grace and mercy, allowing us to see another day.
Yeah.
Lord, knowing there's one that's been coming since the beginning of creation, the one that we would never see again. Yeah. And we thank you for allowing our days to go on a little while longer. Those that has gotten it right, Lord, we pray that you continue to keep them. Those that are still out in the world are still serving this old sinful devil that we serve. Father, we ask that you continue to give them a mind to come in out the cold.
Yeah.
Give them a mind to to know that you are God, that you're God all by yourself. Let them know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, that no man can enter except by you. And Father, we ask that you touch the service we're about to embark upon. We pray that you will bless it, and bless it. Lord, we need you right now. We ask that you would touch the hearts of those that are heavy laden, those that are burdened down and just don't know which way to turn. Give them strength to come in today. Allow them to hit the one button and not talk to us, Father, but talk to you. We need you, Lord. And we just say thank you right now. Father, these blessed among men, we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. Let every heart say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank Brother B for that beautiful prayer. I tell you, it's a blessing to start off with a prayer. That let us know that Jesus is with us. And we let Jesus know that we need him through it all. We can't make it without him. Glory be to God. So we're going to talk today. Lately, been talking to people, and people just been dying all over the place. And I said, well, even at my church, the first lady came to me, and she say, can you do a grieving program here at the church? Because people are finding it hard to deal with. But we got to recognize and realize that we are only put on this earth for a period of time. This is not our forever home. This is just a passing place, a place for us to enjoy and worship and serve God while we're on this earth. This earth that God made for us, if you look around sometimes, you just have to say, Lord, this earth is so beautiful. It's not that the earth is ugly. It's the people that live on this earth have turned away from God. And they began to do such mean and evil things. Because my Bible told me that when God made this earth, he looked back at his work and he said it was good. Everything that God did is good and very good, including making us. When God formed us in our parent belly, it was good. Because without God, we would not have been there. Everything that we go through, everything pertaining our life, our godliness, is all because of God. We are nothing of ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. We are nothing of ourselves. But, you know, each year when it gets to the end of the year and even the very beginning of the next year, we go through a lot of death. But this year, I don't know, maybe because I got older, I don't know, but it just seemed like more people this year is dying. So when I look at that, the only thing I can think of, I don't know about you, but the only thing that I can think of is Jesus is coming back. Our time is winding up on this earth. So we need to get ourselves ready, get ourselves prepared to be with God. We need to recognize and accept that God do not have us on this earth for eternity. It's not our eternal home. This earth is only here temporary. Because when the set time comes that God has set for this earth, then he's going to destroy this earth. He's going to destroy everything about this earth. And that is because of the sin of man. We have sinned so much that God see us with filth, as filth, as filthy rags. And he's not pleased with that. Now, we're talking about grieving tonight. Grieving is the mourning experience following the death of our loved one. Now, there are other types of grieving, but we're dealing with death now because we grieve when we lose a job. We grieve when we lose friendship with somebody. So there are different types of grieving, but we're talking about death today. This is the experience that we go through. We mourn the death of our loved ones. Oftentimes, we can't even accept the fact that our loved one is gone. But the one thing we got to accept is that God knows exactly what he's doing. We also got to accept God knows the amount of time that we have on this earth, from the very beginning of our death to the set time that he has set for us to leave this earth. Glory be to God. And the only thing that God wants from us is to get ourselves saved and sanctified, do his will, pray to him, lift him up, praise him. That's what he wants us to do so we can make it in. Go and tell people about Jesus. Tell people about God everywhere you go. Let people know that we serve a God that can, will, and does take us through absolutely any and everything. If God doesn't take us through things, it's because he chose not to. Oftentimes, it's because of disobedience, because he's not satisfied with our ways. We even get to the point that we have the nerve to question God and to challenge God. Who are we to challenge the Almighty God? When we find fault in our lives, what we need to do is to get down and pray and thank him. Thank him. Even when death is in our family, thank him, because he knows what he's doing. Oftentimes, I think about Brother Tatum. When his son died, he said, "I turned to God." There is no better person that we can turn to. We can turn to our friend, our neighbor, our sister, our brother, but they can't help us. They can try to encourage us. They can try to help us through this time. But the one that can, will, and does help us through such trying times is God. That's who we need to turn to and acknowledge him. And let God know, Lord, it was their time. It's not, I'm not holding you, God, responsible like a lot of people do, holding you responsible for my sister, my brother, my mother, my father, what have you, my child's death. Because we have to remember, God got a set time for us to live on this earth. So oftentimes people get mad with God when death is in their family. But why would we get mad with God when he has already told us that we was here? This earth is a temporary resting place. This is not our eternal resting place. This heaven and this earth will pass away. So it's not our permanent resting place. So now when this heaven and this earth pass away, then there will be no more us on this earth, because this is not the final resting place that God wants us to be at. And yes, I know that some people will go to hell, because our Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah that hell is opening its mouth wider. But while we are on this earth, we do not have to go to hell. We can spend our days, our time talking to God and trying to get ourselves right. Let God know, I want to be with you, Jesus. Make me what you have me to be. Show me how to get to you, how to live on this earth, loving one another, seeking your face, seeking to be with you eternally. Now, Losing someone you love can be extremely painful that you must endure. It's very painful to lose our loved one. And yes, grieve, cry, talk it out. But don't get mad. Don't start cursing. Don't start putting God down, because he's already told you that we're only here for a little while. So why would we put him down? When our time comes, let's just hope that we are in a state that we can be with God eternally. That's what we need to do. Now, it can be a close friend. It can be a spouse. It can be a partner. It can be your parents, children, or even a relative. We go through very different emotions. Some people mourn or grieve by crying. Grieve by crying, and crying continuously every day. Well, don't you know that's not good for your physical or your mental health? Let us grieve and talk to God. Let us remember our loved one fondly with happiness. Let us remember the happy things that they did while they was on this earth. Because I tell you, when I think of my brothers and my sisters that have passed, my parents, I think of the good things and I smile and, you know, I talk to God about it. Because God don't want us to cause ourselves to be mentally or physically sick from mourning. So I don't know if you know that or not, but we can mourn and cause ourselves to be physically and or mentally sick. And that would be a hard place to come from. That's why it's important, it's imperative that we stay in Christ Jesus, so that when we lose a loved one, we will be able to deal with it better. I'm not saying don't mourn. I'm not saying don't cry. I'm not saying don't grieve. Do whatsoever it takes you to do that you'll be able to deal with it. Because if you don't grieve, then you can call yourself to be sick. So it's better to grieve, to cry. And if we want to talk, find somebody that we can talk to. Now, we know we can't talk to everybody. Everybody that say I'm your friend is not your friend. But find somebody that you can talk to, that know you, understand you, and know where you're coming from. Basically, find somebody that's saved, that can hear you and can help you make it through this trying time. Because it is not an easy time. So yes, we go through different emotions that ranges from sadness, emptiness, despair, shock, numbness, guilt, or even regret. We regret because when the person was living, we didn't treat them as we should. And we regret that, and it hurts us when that person dies. Even sometimes, if you think about it, that person didn't do anything to you. It's just that you didn't like them. But when that person died, you saw it in a different light that you should have been seeing while that person was living. Glory be to God. See, the person that we say we love and we spend the most time with, but we mistreat them when they die, we take it the hardest because we was not true to that person. We were not godly at all. If we say we're godly, we're going to look for the well-being of each and every one. Even if you get upset with that person, don't hold a grudge for 5, 6, 10 years. Be upset for a couple of days and go back to that person. Apologize to that person, even if they was in the wrong. Sometimes we have to take it, take the fall for that person, even if they're in the wrong. Sometimes we have to go to that person and apologize. If I did anything to you, brother or sister, I am so sorry, for I didn't mean to hurt you. It doesn't hurt us to apologize. Sometimes, a lot of us, we will not humble ourselves enough to be able to say, I'm sorry. We are not able to humble ourselves enough to say, I was wrong. I didn't mean to mistreat you. It was wrong. Allow me a chance to make it up to you. Oftentimes, you got people that are too hard-hearted to apologize. It's too hard-hearted to humble themselves. So you wonder, and I know everybody has. Have you ever been to a funeral and one in the church starts screaming and hollering and just scream the church down? Usually that's the person that treated them the worst. It's okay to cry. But see, the thing is, when we do that, when we mistreat a person, they die. We don't know that time. But yes, we are hurt. And we got to deal with what we did. Glory be to God. So, you know, and that's the time. We need to turn around and fall on our knees and talk to the master. Talk to God. Tell him everything you did. He already know. But tell him what you did. Tell him your mindset. Tell him your thoughts. And let him put his arms around you and encourage you and let you know everything is going to be all right. Okay. So now there are times we get angry and we find it hard to accept. So, yeah, especially when it's somebody you really, really close to. Yes, you don't expect that person to leave you. Don't expect it. But that's where it comes down to, see, God know all things. We only, with our little small mind, we only know a little bit, but we don't know when our time is going to come. And oftentimes, God will show you. He'll let you know you're fixing to die. But we don't know our friend is going to die. We don't know this. And we haven't apologized to him. We still got our nose stuck up in the air. We still talking about him. And when that person passed, that emotion caused you to be angry, caused you to be hurt because you didn't expect it. And you didn't want that person to die. You just wanted to have things your way. And that is not the will of God. So, yes, we're going to always take death hard with our loved ones. But at some point, we're not going to ever forget that our loved one died. We're not going to ever forget that. Our parents, the people that raised us, our brothers and our sisters, even cousins, sometimes cousins that we had, was raised up in the family with us. We don't forget them. We love them. And yes, we will mourn their passing. But, you know, it's a blessing when you look at that person that's laying there and that funeral is so beautiful that you can look and say, call that his homegoing he has or she has. Glory be to God. So now we're always got to stay as close as we can to God. Keep ourselves as close to God because we can never really compare ourselves to everything that go on. We can't prepare ourselves for all the deaths that go on around us. Praise the Lord. I was telling Debo, my nephew, the other day, there were 4 funerals in Amory from our hometown. That's our hometown. There were 4 funerals in the same week and on the same day. And the only thing you can truly, truly, truly say is Jesus is coming back. Now, for that person that died, he's already came back. But he's coming back for his people because he's going to destroy all the filthiness. He's going to destroy this earth because of the filthiness that we have in this earth because we refuse to serve God and we want to serve the devil. So we live a filthy, a dirty, a unclean life serving the devil rather than living a life as closely to godliness as we can. Glory be to God. Sometimes we must understand loss. Loss is a part of life, but that doesn't make it easy. Yes, death is a part of life, but it doesn't make it easy. It doesn't make it easy on us. We're going to hurt. We're going to cry. We're going to mourn that person. It's not easy. But let us mourn. Let us cry. Let us do what we have to do so that we won't hold that grieving in and it causes us to be sick. It's not good to hold it in. It's good to cry. I don't care who's standing there. I don't care if the President of the United States standing there. You have to cry. You cry and praise God. But we have to accept loss. We got to accept death because it is a part of life. It's a part of life. Jesus said, I'm coming back. He said, I'm coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. So if we're not children of God, if we're not serving God and doing everything that we can do to be with him when Jesus comes back, brother and sister, hell is your home. And who wants to die and be in a devil's hell and burn eternally where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth? An unquenchable fire that is going to burn that spirit that can't die, but you in hell, you locked up in hell, and you will burn eternally. Who wants to die and go to a devil's hell? Then think about what we do right now on this earth. Think about when we're out there enjoying ourselves, getting drunk, having women on every corner, doing our drugs and all of that, not going to church, not saying, Lord, I thank you for this day, not even thinking about God, but call yourself enjoying yourself out there in the world. Don't set yourself up to go to hell. Right now, you still have a chance to go to heaven and be with God. You still have that chance. Yes, grieve your loved one. You know you're going to miss them. Shed tears. But don't hold that grief in because that grief can cause you yourself to die too. So we have to be careful. Yes, we need to grieve, but we don't need to hold that grief in us. We need to let it go after a given period of time. Yes, we're going to think about our loved ones. for a long time. We're going to think about our loved ones as long as we're on this earth. But don't let us grieve during this time, all this time. Grieving is not good to grieve like that. But it's good to remember your loved ones. Smile about the good times you had. Oftentimes I hear Brother D talk about Brother Lord Ray, his mama. These people spent their years in the church. In the church. Brother Lord Ray sung so he would take his songs out of the Bible and sing them. So, yes, D, when he talk about Lord, you can tell he loved that man. And he not grieving for him now. He misses him because he talk about him all the time. But you're somebody. You got to go ahead and live the life that God has given you. Not to say it's easy, but it's what we have to do. If we upset, let us sit down. Not to just scream and holler. Let us sit down and talk to Jesus. Jesus, you took my mother away. If that's hard on me, I don't understand. Talk to him. Talk to him. He'll give you that peace. He said, come unto me, all ye that are laden, which is burdened down, and are of heaven laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. See, we can't go to Jesus if we don't know nothing about him. That's what we got the Bible for. That's what we got the ministers for. That's what we got the teachers for. To teach us about God. To teach us about Jesus Christ. To teach us about life or death. God holds everything in the palm of his hand. He knows your living date, the date you're born, and your expiration date. God already know all this even before you born. He already knows it. So let us get our hearts, our minds, and our souls on Jesus. Let us grieve. Let us mourn. Let us cry. And when we're finished with that grieving, that mourning, and crying, then let us turn to God and give him our souls. Now, you think about it. When God took that baby that David had by Bathsheba because of David's sin, that baby didn't live. God took that baby from David. Now, the whole while that baby was sick, David sat in sackcloth and ashes and cried and mourned and did everything and prayed to God. At this point, he really wasn't accepting what he had did. But look at God. See, God, to whom I love, I chasten. God loved David. He took that baby from him. He loved him that much. But when God took that baby from David, David got up off that ground, took him a bath, went and sat down and eat, because he knows that God is God. God giveth and God taketh away. He knew whatsoever God did is righteous. Even though he wanted that baby to live, but once God took that baby, David cleaned himself up. Because he knew that God is God and God is all-powerful. David knew who God was. He knew who God was. We know who God is. So let us not do things that would cause us to bring God's wrath upon us. We don't want that. We cannot deal with that. Now, we're still talking about grieving, but I want to go a little deeper because I want you to understand that it's nothing wrong with grieving, but at some point, you've got to get up. You got to clean yourself up. You got to turn to God. You got to pray and talk to him. You got to allow him to give you that peace in the midst of your storm. And only God can do that. We can talk to you. We can hug you. We can just sit there and let you mourn. Even if you don't want to talk, we can just sit there. We can do whatsoever we can to lighten your burden. But we can't do what God does. And when people see that we're trying, they appreciate that. They appreciate the fact that Brother D got up and came over. He just sat and he never said a word because I didn't want to talk. He just sat there with me. Don't you know people appreciate your effort? They appreciate your effort. Glory be to God. Now, John 11:24-26 says, Martha says unto him, to Jesus Christ, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believe thou this. Now, Martha was upset. She was grieving her brother's death. But see, Jesus let Lazarus die so the power of God can be revealed. He wanted the people to know that there is nothing God can't do. So when Martha came crying to him saying, I know that I see him in the resurrection at the last day, Martha didn't quite have it right. Now, she knew who Jesus was. She loved Jesus, but a little bit of something was missing there. That's why Jesus said unto her, because he loved Martha, and he wanted her to understand. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. So Jesus acknowledged who he was right then. Jesus never kept his stature hidden. It's just that the people didn't want to accept who he was. But he said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He said, he that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. See, now he raised our Lazarus. But listen, our Bible tells us, see, he's coming back for us. He said the dead in Christ will meet him in the air. We will ascend and meet Jesus in the air where we can go and be with him eternally. See, that's what we got to start understanding. The earth right now, our resting place for a given period of time that only God knows. But when we die in Christ Jesus, we have eternal life. We won't die no more. That's why while we are on this earth, we have got to live the best that we can that is pleasing to God, not pleasing to man. We can't worry about man being happy with us. The one we need to worry about is God being happy with us. Then he said in 26, that whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believe thou this. You'll die from this earth, but you'll rise again, and you'll be with God eternally. It's a blessing when our loved ones pass and we know that person is going to be with God. That's a blessing all by itself. All by itself. 1 Corinthians 15:41-44 said, there is one glory of the sun, That's F-U-N off the sun. And another glory off the moon. And another glory off the stars. But one star different from another star in glory. Even all the stars looking at them from down here, they all look the same, but they all different. That's just like us. The hairs on our head. God know the numbers of hairs on our head. Then he said in 42, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption and is raised in incorruption. It is sown in corruption. When you think about that, when you die, your body is buried and it modifies. In other words, it rots. Then it turns to dust, back to where it came. But that spirit that's in you has came out of you, because when you die, God's spirit comes up out of you. That spirit doesn't die. That spirit can't die. Okay? And it is raised in incorruption. So now, that spirit is raised in incorruption, but now we all know that we have got to go before the judgment seat. God got his book with our life in it. He got our name in it. We can't try to fool God and tell him we didn't do this and we didn't do that. He already knows. So if we lived while we was on this earth, according to the will of man, according to the will of Satan, glory be to God, then we don't have eternal life, but we will burn forever. But if while we was on this earth and we lived according to the will of God, did everything that we could that was pleasing to God, then glory be to God, we will rise and be with him where we will live eternally. Glory be to God. I'm going through all this because I want everybody to realize that everybody at one time point or another is going to die. That is the will of God. He did not put us here eternally. Yes, it hurt when your mother or father died. It hurt when your child died. It hurts when your sister and brother died. It hurts when your friend died. It hurts. But we got to understand and come to the realization that we were not put on this earth to live here forever. This is our temporary resting place, that while we are on this earth, we should enjoy the fruit of the land, but we should also serve God. We don't go out there and do everything that against the will of God. We got to acknowledge who God is. We got to glorify him. Right now, on this earth, we got to lift him up. I notice a lot of people are ashamed of to say hallelujah, but you know what? I will hallelujah all by myself. I don't need nobody else. Glory be to God. So we need to let God know that we worship him, that we love him, that we want to be pleasing to him. While the blood is running warm in our veins, don't think you're going to get your on your deathbed and try to change. But if you're on your deathbed and still got the mind to ask God forgiveness for your sins, he is just and he is able to forgive you. He's a merciful God and he loves us. Okay. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption and is raised in incorruption. The body, when it dies, decays, turned to dust. The human body was born of sin. So it goes back to the earth from whence it came. So now we were born of sin. That sin goes all the way back to Adam and Eve. Because when God created Adam and Eve, even though he knew they was going to sin, but originally it was meant for them to live in the Garden of Eden for eternity. When you seek to do right, you always got Satan lurking around. And that's what happened to Adam and Eve. But look at God. He already had a plan to save us. He already had a plan to send his son, Jesus Christ, to die so that we may live. He already had a plan. So just remember that when we die, that body decays and it goes back to dust from whence it came. So now that is a temporal body, the body that we have. The eternal body is the spirit that dwells within us, that lives in us. That's your eternal body. But it's up to you. If that spirit that lives in you is going to go to heaven or going to go to hell and burn forever. Glory be to God. Okay. So now we know this body is not serving God and have nothing to do with God and serving the devil and doing everything you can to please the devil. Then there's no heaven for you. There is no heaven for you. Okay. 43 says, it is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. See, the glorified body is free of all dishonor of sin and full of the eternal light of God's glory. So when we're in Christ Jesus and we die, that glorified body is the eternal light of God's glory. And you know, God even said he's going to give us a new name. Glory be to God that no man knows. So God knows all of us that is his, even while we're on this earth. God knows everyone that is his. And even the one that's not his, he knows the one that is going to be his. He knows the one that's going to turn around. He knows. So my thing is, though we grieve at the loss of our loved one, let us, in all of this, let us cherish God. Let us worship him. Let us love him. Now, our spiritual body is an immortal body, an incorruptible body. The only one that can destroy that spirit body is God. And because that spirit came from him, that's why he made hell, because that spirit that does not do the will of God, does not love God, does not want to live according to God's will, is going to be chained down in hell to burn eternally. Psalm 73:26 says, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Yeah, our flesh fails. We get weak, we get old, we get tired. But our heart should always be on Christ Jesus. always be on God. No matter what happens in our life, our heart should always be on God. John 16:22, and ye now therefore sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Glory be to God. So he's saying that we're still in sorrow. Things happen in our lives. And we're in sorrow. But then Jesus said that I'll see you again and your heart shall rejoice. Yes, we shall rejoice at the coming of Jesus Christ, and your joy no man taketh from you. Glory be to God. Now, the New International Version reads that same verse as, so with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again and you will rejoice, and no man will take away your joy. So God letting us know, we will, if we rise and be with God for eternity, there would be joy, nothing but joy for eternity in our hearts, in our spirit. There will be no more death and all of that. There will be nothing but joy. Romans 8:18 says, for I reckon that the suffering are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Basically, what he's saying, what Paul was saying there, yeah, we're suffering in this present time. We go through stuff. But it's not worthy to be compared with the glory that God has for us. He's going to reveal to us. Glory be to God. It will be nothing compared to that glory. All the suffering we're going through right now, Revelation 21:4 says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. The former things, this earth, the people that did not live according to God's will, that refused to be children of God, the former things, the sickness that we went through, it will be no more. The former things. The way people treated us bad, talked about us, be no more. That's the former thing. Everything with God's going to be glory, glory, glory. Everything with God's going to be bright, going to be shining, and we'll be able to look at him and see his face and teeth and worship him and let him know, Lord, I love you. Thank you. So let us grieve. But when you're finished grieving, your head unto heaven and thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Glory be to God. I hope this really and truly helps somebody. Now, I got time for one, maybe two questions. Got time for a couple of questions. I will yield the floor for whosoever want to have a question, want to testify, have anything they want to say. I'm yielding the floor right now. Okay. Okay, I thank God for each and every one of you that came on and heard this on today. Truly, I thank God for you. And I truly hope something that was said was piercing to the mind, to the body, to the soul. something that was said will point you to Jesus, will lead you to Jesus. Something that was said. Don't let nobody tell you you're going to hell. You rebut that right away. No, I'm not going to hell. I'm going to heaven. I never, even when I was in the world, I didn't play that. Don't tell me I'm going to hell. No, I'm not. I'm going to heaven. Glory be to God. So at this time, we're going to ask Brother Tim if you would like to say a closing prayer for us.
Can you hear me, Sister Marion?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come by to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for being our God, and thank you for allowing us to be your people. We thank you, Lord, that you left your record or your word on record for us, that we were to stand before you with no excuse. We thank you, Lord God, for this show, you are allowing this show to continue to bless us, teach us, encourage us, and elevate us to a next level of excellence. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you. We ask that you would continue to bless our speaker, our host, and continue to bless this show that it'll help someone along the way. Father God, we're just so mindful of you. And all those who have asked, who have are bereaved and are going through something right now, Lord, touch their heart with the fingertip of love. Let them know that you're God and God all by yourself, and that nothing is too hard for you. And that you have prepared the things that we need to tap into, and that is your grace and your mercy, that awesome team. Thank you, Lord. We love you, and we appreciate you loving us and being merciful to us. And we just ask that you continue to watch over this show and each and every one of us at the sound of my voice. We ask that, Lord, that you would touch those who are out there that are sick and with this COVID and all the things that are going on. Father God, we need encouragement. We need to know. We see foolishness going on all around us, Lord God, but we know you do things decent and in order. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us, and we say thank you, thank you, thank you, in Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Sister Mary.
Amen. Thank Brother Tim for that beautiful, beautiful prayer. excuse me. Let me just announce on next Wednesday night, be with us again, same time, same channel. On Tuesday night, be with us and Brother D have his gospel hour, same time, same channel. Glory be to God. And we just thank God for this show. Thank God for allowing Brother Dog to continue with this show. No matter what he goes through, he still continues with this show. And we just ask God to bless him, strengthen him, touch his body, heart, his mind, and his soul, that he'll get to know you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you. And at this time, we're going to turn the service back into the hands of Brother Dollar.
Okay, appreciate it, Sister Mary, and good show. And I was on the road. I pulled over the side of the road and got ready to come on down here to Florida. And I'm going to play a song just before we go, since we're in the holiday spirits. Here we go,
praise
just for
God.
The holiday spirits. Yeah.
Praise God. Yes.
That's a good song, Sister Mary. Like you said, listen to the words. Listen to the words.
Okay.
The season to be jolly. But how can I be when I have knowing that we won't be together? A silent night, I know it's gonna be joy to the world, but it's gonna be sad for me.
After the lonely blues at Christmas,
Mary. Sister Mary.
Yes. Yes.
The song said, "What they said, what does the lonely
yes,
do at Christmas time?" Now, yes, I hear you. I'm talking to you. You can't hear me?
Okay. I hear you.
You can be in a room full of your friends, your family, and everything, and you still could be lonely, Sister Mary. Is that possible? And you can still be lonely, and you're in a room full of people,
yes,
Sister Mary?
Yes, sir, it is. Yes, sir, it is possible. You can be in a room, and you have a room full of people. But don't nobody want to talk about Jesus, and they don't want to hear you talk about Jesus. They drinking, and they doing everything under the sun. Yes, you can be lonely in a room full of people.
Well, okay,
I've been through that, and I'd be like, Jesus.
Yeah. But, Sister Mary, one more thing before you go, Sister
Mary. I got to get out of here.
Okay, one more thing before you go.
Mm-hmm.
We, me and Brother D and I think Reverend Brad, we kind of talked about it the other day about, you know, this is supposed to be the time to be joyous and meeting family and all that, but some of us ain't going to be happy because some of our family members that we used to see around this time are gone, Sister Mary. That's a hurting feeling, so... Sometimes this holiday season is very hurtful for a lot of people, Sister Mary.
It is. You know what, Brother Dahl? I think it would be a good time during this holiday season. I know you're hurt, and usually you're around your family or your friends. Talk about it. Talk about it. Because when you talk about it, that kind of relieves the pain. Because you're going to remember the good times. You remember things that they said to you and you just burst out of the side laughing. So there is nothing wrong about talking about your loved one. That's why I asked Brother Tatum to come and talk about his son, how he enjoyed his son while he was living. So when you look back at that, it's a blessing. It is a blessing when you look back at the good times that you spent with that person.
Yeah.
It's a blessing.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you something else, bro. I'll tell you something else to do for you. A lot of times sorrow, especially when you are striving to be closer to God, what sorrow does, it will give you an opportunity to draw closer to him. Because you'll find
That's
yourself
right.
sometime in situations that, well, he's your only hope. He's your salvation. He's your light. He's your strength. He's your everything that you need. And what you do, you'll find yourself drawing closer through prayer. You'll catch yourself just walking around, and when you know anything, you don't whisper the prayer. Unbeknown to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times,
That's
sorrow
enough.
Works that way. Sorrow will make you draw closer to the master.
Okay, well, I, you know, Brother Lee, like I said, we down here in Florida, man. We down here in Florida. I'm at the racetrack down here in Florida, but I still gonna make way for Sister Mary and her time for reflection. We're gonna always make time for some kind of way. We're gonna make time for it. So with that being said, if ain't nobody got nothing, Sister Mary, if you want somebody to pray us on out here, we can go and pray us on out here again. We can pray us on out here, and we can go ahead and close this segment down, Sister Mary.
All right, Brother D, pray us on out of here.
I hope and trust that you all can hear me. I'm in this truck. I got noise. But however, we don't do what we have to do. Father God, here we come once more and again. Just tell you thank you for blessing us today. We thank you for the blessings you bestowed upon our servant. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the speaker, Lord. We pray, Father, that it would touch someone's heart to give them a mind and want to say yes to your word. To take whatever sorrow, whatever burden that they may be having, and do just what you said, Father. You said, bring your burdens to me because I care for you. We pray, Father, that it would touch someone's heart to make them want to abide by your word, Lord, want to get closer to you. Father, we love you, Lord. We pray that you continue to bless us, continue to keep us, Lord. Continue to bless these servants. Continue to bless the producer as he do what he has to do. As he goes through what he goes through, but yet he's still holding strong. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord. We just want to tell you that we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us.
Father,
as you continue to bless, continue to keep, continue to look over those that are sick, look over those that have lost loved ones coming up to the the day of your birth. Give them a mind and some understanding, Lord, that you make no mistake. Give them a mind and some understanding, Lord, that it's a perfect time to get closer to you, to get to know you for themselves and impart their sin. Lord, these blessed among many, we ask in your darling son Jesus' name. There's a heart. Say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Father, for that. Thank you, Father.
That concludes our ceremony for today. Sister Mary, go ahead and hang it up just in case we get some feedback on that we don't want to hear. So thank you, Sister Mary,
all
for
right.
what you're doing.
Y'all have
out
a
of
blessed
your time.
Evening.
Thank you. God bless.
Amen.
God bless.
Y'all
right.
have a blessed night.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Let's see what I can get in there, y'all. Mm-hmm. Come on here. Where you at, kid? That's a kid, man. Who that little kid? Is that James Brown?
No. That's Smokey Robinson.
Yeah. What's going on, kid? Man, we done ain't no good, no glory,
yeah.
man.
Tony Bannon knocked off
my man Allen B. Yeah. And Smokey knocked off Chevy Stang. So they both over there in the hospital. They done got knocked out already.
I thought Chevy Stang had a Mustang. That's an old mobile I saw, wasn't it?
No, yeah, Ben got rid of that Mustang. Ben got rid of that. That just is
car
he got there. But
Smoke
knocked the dust off his ass, though.
Yeah, smoke from his ass, huh?
Yeah, hold on a minute. All right, Bookie, I didn't film it, Bookie. You told me not to film Perk 10. I didn't film it, Bookie. Go ahead, kid.
Mm-hmm. How's the weather down there?
Man, it was 87 degrees when I did it earlier, man. It's perfect right now, though. It's perfect now.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, track hooking and everything, man. Track hooking and everything, man. Oh, track hooking and everything, boy. It's perfect weather, kid.
Mm-hmm.
And all them boys down there talking about they want to race, all of them down there, kid. They down here.
They're all out there in the yard, and ain't nobody
mm-hmm.
barking.
But they got a fence runner. Somebody open that gate. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yes,
indeed.
Yeah. All right, anybody got anything they want to say? Come on in there, y'all. And we can talk about it. Want to know what's going on down here. No guts, no glory right now. Like if it's just Test and Tune Day, kid, if they ain't got 50, 60, 70, 80 cars down here on a Test and Tune Day, little children paying $350 or $250 a day. So they getting it in down here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just goes to show you now, kid. They don't need to be down there all week now talking about testing. They can go get these grudges on now. They ain't got to be out there all week.
Yeah, they can. I see Boss came right on in there and got him his groceries off, huh?
Man, Boss came on there. Boss was scared to death and didn't want to do it, but I told him, I said, Boss, hook up, y'all got a problem. Man, Boss,
mm-hmm.
Boss took him on Grand National. He took him out. Grand National did have a little hiccup on it, but that's beside the point. Boss went on there and did what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anybody got anything? Anybody got nothing?
No, don't seem like nobody want to talk tonight. You might as well go and pull the plug.
Yeah, because I'm going to go back out there and do they close up at 9 o'clock. You know, they finish off at nine.
Mm-hmm.
Stage lane closed. They said it, but you know they're gonna be running. They might have some more goods that don't. I'm gonna go over here and pull over and get me a good night's sleep and be ready to go again tomorrow.
I heard that. Yep.
Real key. I'm
gonna take your advice. If don't nobody, ain't nobody got nothing, I'm finna go ahead and get out of here. Anybody got any songs they want to request that I might have? Well, all right, kid, ain't. I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here. Then. Hold on, let me see.
Somebody, all right.
Somebody out of here. Oh, Brother D got. Oh Lord, I hope it ain't Brother D and Tim House. Please, not tonight. I don't think.
Yeah, actually, I had two things. One. You know it's a lot of backline talk. I say you might want to address it, you might not, about you not driving the car and you being this and that. Another thing I'm going to tell you is that you might want to get out of here. If you don't want to talk, just hang it up. Let them go. And kid had already
No, I ain't got no problem. I wouldn't, everybody that was somebody knew I wasn't driving the car. I can go drive it if
you
want to race.
You know, you know, I'm saying that because you know it's going to be the backline talk. That's why I say you might want to address it now.
Hey, and again, I'm glad I wasn't driving since they got whooped though. But you know, I drive the car, Steve.
Oh, right. Is that that's the National that you was driving, dog?
Yeah,
that's what that.
Is that the Grand National you were driving? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that might have been a different.
That's what I'm gonna put on. That's what I'm gonna put on Lincoln Leon, but.
Oh man.
I'm put on Lincoln Leon. Put it on Big Tim too. I ain't gonna bother lowrider because lowrider too that Buick I ain't missing lowrider that Buick too tough.
Yeah, lowrider gonna be kind of rough.
He got them 599 gears in that kid with a lockup. I ain't missing that.
Yeah. With them big tires on, you better leave lowrider alone.
Yeah, man, he got 599 gears and that lockup. The first pair
is coming.
Hey, you got the first pair of sneaks they ever made. You got the first pair of
sneaks
they ever made. You still got them on there.
Oh, man. Not the M&Hs. Not the M&Hs.
Yeah, come on, kid. Man, they go two for a bag, man.
Oh, man.
Hey, dog. Just know it's coming, dog. Just know it's coming.
Watch out. That's the same thing that girl told me until I gave her them $40. Once I gave her them $40, she didn't give a damn whether I came or not.
All right, now. You know, we have been known to eat our words. People do things, and then they have to eat their words when they see you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people get real jazzy at the mouth, and then they see they got to eat their words now.
Mm-hmm. That's
true.
Yeah. I talked with my chassis guy yesterday. Told me 99% done. He should really come get it
real
soon.
That ain't
1%. Yeah, you're right about that. Now, that's the 1% we're worried about.
Yeah. 1% is a bad thing, bro.
Yeah. Well, he ain't been feeling too good lately, so he really hasn't been coming to the shop.
But I wouldn't be feeling too good either.
I can move on.
Hey, Rip, I wouldn't be feeling too good either if I already got paid, if I already done got paid.
You stupid. What's 9 plus 10?
21.
You stupid.
I remember these days, kid.
Yep.
Hey, man, I wish I was live. Tate finna make a pass. Got Tate out there finna make a pass. I'm finna go somewhere to pass, man, but I can't go live. Tate been in. Yeah. He finna make a pass now. Y'all hold on. Let me see what he's gonna do.
Did you deliver my message last night? I sent you a text message delivered from me.
Yeah, I ain't do it though. You talking about the Pajo? You been
around
Pajo long
enough
to already
get
that Mississippi? I that's why I ain't there.
No,
you been
I can't.
You could have told.
That's why, dog, I asked you because I can't find his number. I didn't have his number. I changed phones. I can't find him. That's why I asked you to send it to him. Send my number to him.
Well, no.
Like
I didn't do it.
I haven't
thought,
had it.
But I didn't see it this morning, though. And I seen when you called me last night. Don't you know you don't supposed to call no man that late at night unless it's a booty call?
Well, I had something to tell you. I don't forget what it was. It was something very urgent.
Yeah. Man, I had my phone. My phone was not on. My phone was I had to get me some rest. I had to get up this morning and come way down here to Florida. Y'all can't even keep me up there late at night.
Now, how many hours are you from Detroit, dog? How many hours are you working?
Oh, they about six and a half. That's all. It ain't that bad. It's straight shot, too.
You're about 400 miles.
It ain't
400 miles.
No, 300 and something, kid. It's 300 and something.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah, 400. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, man. Take. Tried to stand it up, and it flamed up, and it tried to stand up, and he had to get out of it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hold on. Oh, man, that unfriendly ghost wasn't going to be too friendly that time there. I seen him stood back on the back bumper there and spit out some flames there. Make sure you get it all right down there. I see Tate out there looking at him. I got the boys up here in the north over there. I got them over here watching it. They looking at it. Old Tate the Great. Flames coming out of both sides, but he went up in there and had to get out of it. Good run, Tate. A good try. Go ahead, Tate.
Oh, Tate, don't hurt my engine.
Well, he just got it back, so I hope not to either. I know old Chuck out there, too. Now, Chuck out there looking at
him.
Chuck, you know you ain't no mechanic, Chuck. What
like,
you out there looking at, Chuck?
Like
Chuck,
you
ain't no mechanic. I didn't walk like you know what you're doing, Chuck. Look at Chuck. Hey, Chuck. Yeah.
Now, Willie Dog, I got a question
yeah.
for you. It's been in the back of my mind. Now, a person with Willie bars on his car,
hold on.
A person without. Go ahead. I said a person with Willie bars on his car. And a person without Willie bars on his car, does that make one driver better than the other one?
No. To be honest with you, kid, if you want to be honest about it, Willie bars is a tuning thing. It don't make you go no faster. It's a tuning to a piece. Willie bars are
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tuning. It's a tuning device.
And
some people do it
exactly.
Once they done, you know, got the car tuned in. They just and it's a safety thing. Maybe just in case the car do come up where you got the Willie bars back there too. But it's a tuning device.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to make you go no faster. It ain't going to make you go no damn faster.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I,
why, somebody got
I know
sick.
A lot
I
of...
Somebody said somebody had Willie bars. Oh, you got Willie bars. I ain't going to run you.
Yeah, that's another one they use. Yeah, they use that.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
use that.
That mean they don't want to run away. Hey, Shabazz, your phone open. Would you fix on 114 on?
I heard heard it open, dog. I had it come on me when I heard D say something about that motor, man.
Dog can hear that, man. Dog can hear that.
I don't think dog heard y'all. He just rolled on past it, man.
Yeah, he rolled. I said it myself. I said, I ain't going to say it again. He didn't hear him, but let it slide. Yeah, I tell you, that was my engine that takes car. I hope they don't hurt my engine. Dog just say nothing.
Oh, I didn't know he said that, though. I didn't know that was
mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't hear it. Yeah. It's just a matter of time, that my brother. Dog gonna get a chance to see it. Go see Lil right in the flush.
Well,
mm-hmm.
It's been too long already.
I ain't gonna bet my life on it, so. Yeah,
he can almost start holding his breath now. He can almost start holding his breath. It was just that close.
Dog, how far you say you stay from Orlando?
It's 400 miles, just like he said. It is 400 miles. I just remember. It took me about 6 hours and 10 to 20 minutes to get down there. Mm-hmm. 400 miles.
Hopefully that's 10 hours, man. Shit.
Man, if it ain't over 14, you ain't doing shit. Quick run.
You didn't run into Nevada on the way down there, though?
Nevada was on my live feed, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, she should have made it by now.
She was on my live feed.
Yeah,
she
was
on my live feed, so you know. Okay.
She there.
Okay.
Hey, dog, I got a question for you, dog. Maybe you can help me with this one. This is a little against drag racing. I want to see if you can help me out. A
talk
man that stopped working during the day and stopped working at night.
We got three mics on with noise. So, that means you ought to know who you is tonight now.
It might be me, dog.
Well, if it's you, get your phone on mute then, bud. I've met him. Come on.
I didn't know you could hear it. I'm trying to get my ass about that rig. Hold on.
No. Anytime you, if you're on a headphone and it's a good headphone, it'll pick up the Lily's noise for it to pick your voice up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, not the Bobby Cole.
Yeah, not what you said, B?
No, I say it's a little against drag race. I'm going to ask this question of a knowledgeable person. A man that stopped working by day and started working at night just so he can stay up at the school with his kids by day, do you think he against education? Do he downplay education?
No, how you going to say that? Long as he, why would you say that? That don't make no sense, B.
Well, yep. I feel.
What has education got to do with that?
No, let me say it again. Listen to me now. A man that stopped working by day and started working at night just so he can get and be up at the school every day with his kids. He's making sure they go to school. Why would he be making sure they go to school if he wasn't involved in their education? If he didn't consider
right.
education a very valuable tool in life, why would he stop
mm-hmm.
working by
right.
day? Okay. Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
A fool had the audacity to say that I downplay degrees because I said a degree don't make
don't
you
y'all,
smart.
Don't y'all, hey, y'all stop. Don't y'all bring that shit up again tonight now. I stayed out of it last night. I'm going to stay out of it tonight now.
Yeah. I'm going to stay out of it tonight myself. I just have to ask that
No,
question.
You ain't. You brought it up.
No, I'm done with it. I keep telling people, man, I'm not as dumb as I look. I just act this way.
I just hope Tim and Trigger don't get back into it again.
But Tim and the Virtual Boy?
No, Tim and Trigger.
Trigger
Lee, yeah.
Oh, no, but Tim and Trigger, yeah. I be telling my show wife sometimes she can shut her mouth and be quiet sometimes. If she would talk a little bit less than what she do, she'd be much better off. But she just won't listen to me.
Well, that's somebody else all day.
Bro,
like
Tim, problem, they want to over-talk, bro, Tim, all the time. And that makes him constantly saying the same thing over and over and over because he wants to get his point out, and there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
I asked him last night, I said to my brother, I said, "Bro, Tim, you got to know what battles to fight." Cause I heard a dog say something a long, 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 long time ago, and I hold to it to this very day. He said, "If there's now morons in the room, and you walking there, what they make you?
You the moron."
Mm-hmm.
I never forgotten
shit.
That. And it's the same thing when you got a whole show against you just for a laugh, and you trying to be serious about something. There's no win for you. So you got to know what battles to fight. Some battles you just can't fight today. Fight them next week.
Yeah, a man just texted me tonight about that show. He said he was listening to it last night. I ain't gonna say what he told me though, but if he had been on last night, we'd have still been talking now.
No, he
was on Tim's side though. He was on Tim's side. Oh, no.
I mean, what
Tim
was saying made a lot of sense.
If I don't know enough to argue about it, I don't get in it. Because I like to talk, too.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to stay out of it if I don't know.
What Tim was saying, dog, made the utmost sense. But, again, when you're constantly being over-talked and you got everybody on the one side laughing at you, they all agreed to get together against you. You know, it's just no
well,
win for you.
Well, CB, that's why I don't want you to be
that's
on there most of the time talk, because you can't argue. You'll get mad because they over talking. You're going to get mad. That's why I don't be on you on there, because they're going to do that. They're going to do that out of spite. Sometimes they do it out of spite.
Exactly. It's down for spitefulness. And believe it or not, though, it doesn't be the anger of them over talking. It be the anger of them acting stupid. I think grown people should act
but
sometimes
you can't stop
saying,
people from doing that.
But
you can't stop people from doing that.
Exactly. I'm learning my lesson. Sometimes I learn a little later than others, but I am learning my lesson. You notice I've been staying at it more and more as I go. I'm staying away a little more and a little more. That's why I kept trying to call my brother.
I'm
going to say Tim just can't win.
I'm going to say this here, though. Whether Tim House was 120% right or not, whether he's wrong or not, Tim jumps in this shit for this stuff, though. Some stuff Tim don't even have to say nothing about to get in. He loves this stuff, though. Tim loves to get jumped on.
Oh, man, not a gluten for punishment.
Tim,
your
mic open. Tim, oh, man, Tim did not. Some of these fights, Tim don't even have to say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, see, a lot of times, bro, Tim do things just for fun. He's trying to have a little fun, too. But when they jump on you like they do and everybody against you, it no longer being fun. It becomes something else. And you
on these shows, on these shows, don't everybody on these shows want to have a Jersey Bull nuts like you said? Everybody on these shows want to have Jersey Bull nuts.
You can be just that. You can be Mike Tyson when you're on the other end as receiver. But when you see that person face to face, you're not Mike Tyson no more then. You know, there's an old joke they did a long, long time ago about the little dog and the big dog inside the fence. But one day somebody left the gate open in there. And the little dog said, he said, man, who in the hell left that gate open? You know, that's how it is on these shows. That's just how it is on these shows. You can be Mike Tyson on these shows. But then one day you're going to see that person face to face. All of a sudden, then you ain't Mike Tyson no more. But they ain't forgot about it.
Yeah.
That's why I tell my brother, man, I need to get you to just leave it alone sometimes. Just let it go.
Yep. That's what you got to do.
I better let it go.
Got to let it go.
But then, dog, sometimes when the guy, people come on the phone, you know, it just sometimes seems like they think that their way is the only way and that their opinion is the only opinion. And I'll just be saying sometimes, you know, you laugh, but when they go into it like that, sometimes I'd say, you know, come on, you guys are smarter than that.
Yeah.
And they just want to argue.
They're not looking for the truth. They're just looking. Exactly. Whoever side they feel like being on that night. Don't care who right or wrong. Whoever side they decide to be on that night. So if you're right, if you're arguing the right point, and they don't want to hear from you, or they want to be on the other man's side, you fighting a losing battle. Then leave it alone.
This is why I kept trying to call you out that last night to get you out of there. And you should know by now. You should know by now. A lot of my dislike has rubbed off on you, bro, Tim. We don't want to say that, but it is what it is. You can say something and be 100% right. They're going to fight you to the end. Another joke will come along that they on their side. He said the exact same thing you said. They're going to accept or receive it from them, and they won't receive it from you. They definitely not going to receive it from you. So you're just fighting a losing battle. I wish like the devil, you'll learn to shut your mouth and just leave it alone.
I wish the devil you take your own advice. Let me see, can I find Pajo's number and synergy? This joke here and losing numbers. I ain't the doggone information.
I got it in the other phone. I definitely got it. Me and my brother talked a few times on the line, but I just can't find it.
I'm
not looking for him.
I'm looking for his number
to send it D. To send it to Brother D. Well, okay, then, since you got the number, send it to Brother D. I ain't got to do it. That's all I was going to do. Send it to Brother D. Send Pajo's number to D. Because I wasn't going to do it because he should already had it. I got mad when he messed with me.
And I get it. I've been had it. It's just a matter of where it's at. I can't find it. Yeah, I think the phone that it's in is broke.
Well, you still can get the contact number.
I can't even get the phone to come on. It don't come on, the charge port messed up. That's what it's broke. And I just ain't never took it to get it fixed. I didn't borrow another phone.
Okay.
Dog, I'm out here getting pimped by Lowrider right now, dog. You're going to see Lowrider sooner than you think, dog. When you see this guy, you
yeah.
Like,
I hate to say it now. I'm about to put it in biblical terms.
I'm ever
five. If I see Jesus, I'm gonna be dead.
I'm ever five pair of gallon of water standing beside, so when you pass out, we can revive you, my brother.
With that paper back there running, or is that Tim House, dumbass, with that paper back there running?
No, that ain't me, dog. I ain't doing that.
All right, well, it's one of y'all. It's one of y'all. It's you or Savannah.
It might be me in this truck.
Well, it might be. Well, I tell y'all, I'm finna get out of here. All right, guys, we finna get out. I'm finna go out here. They might have a grudge match. I might try to get off tonight. If they do, I'm gonna go live. If they don't, I'm gonna pack it up and be ready to go for tomorrow. Okay, my brother. Appreciate it. All right, guys. We holler at y'all later. If anything good come up, just be looking for my live feed. Somebody be live feeding me or Jamie or somebody. Y'all be good. God bless.